Hello, writers. This week I am coming at you through a podcast instead of a video, and I want you to go ahead and pop into your English 110 workspace and take a look at the coursework page. This week we are going to jump into a research project. And in this research project, we're going to do several things. Starting on the coursework page, I want you to go down to the recommendation report module, and there you'll see a brief overview. Go ahead and read through that overview briefly now. Pause the recording and come back to it when you're finished. Now that you've had an opportunity to review the module, I want to point out a couple of highlights to you. For this report, you are going to select two brands of products to compare. You are going to establish 7 criteria to compare. You should have done this already in your week 1-3 recommendation report topic proposal. This was due Monday night, but we are going to jump in this week into the week 2 activities. You'll notice that for week 2, it says 2-1, 2-2, and 2-3. Most weeks you have several things going on, but this week we're going to focus on producing those research resources. And then you are going to go ahead and begin to conduct research and gather your data using primary research practices. In the intro to conducting primary research, you'll follow some activities which are going to be useful for you in terms of determining what primary research looks like and how to gather it. And most of this information is available through the OWL at Purdue. Next, you're going to engage in the conducting primary research discussion. This discussion does a couple of things. It allows you to open up a conversation with your peers about this new type of research. Many students haven't done primary research, and how you will benefit from this type of research. Most students, when they go out into the field in a trade, will do mostly primary research. This is things like, maybe you're going to do some meter testing, or maybe you're going to try out some different tools for a specific type of job, or maybe you're looking at some software to implement at the business and your boss asks you to try it out. So these are a couple of ways that you might use product testing and primary research resources in your job. Finally, by Monday, you will turn in your research instruments. Now, in this assignment, you will see at the bottom, there are some sheets, some file attachments that give some information about how to build primary research instruments. So the primary research methods and the product testing log give examples and explanations about interviews, surveys, and product testing. And these sheets will also give you information about getting consent. So if you're going to conduct an interview or conduct a survey, you definitely need to get consent from the person that you're going to be talking to. And what I want you to do in this case is use the script from the primary research methods handout. For the product testing, you can modify that log if you want to. If that log doesn't work for you, go ahead and put in the parts that will work for you. One thing I want to note is that if you're doing the product testing, make sure that you document everything that is happening. Pay close attention and observe the things going on in the lab, the environmental conditions of the lab, certainly anything in the lab that could influence the product testing, possibly things like temperature, and stuff like that could influence product testing. So make sure that you're observing what's going on around you and recording that in the comment section of the product testing log. Also, an example that I commonly give is if I'm testing torque in a drill, for example, because drills are my example in the overview. One of the things I might do is note if I have a longer battery life for one test than another, if there were differing conditions, like did I charge the battery longer or something like that. I definitely would want to note something like that. And then there's also a primary research call request handout, and that handout is an example of a template or activity where you would call somebody to request an interview. Certainly, as you get going on these tasks, please make sure that you reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm happy to help you with these, and I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. But you will have all of this week to get those done, and then an additional week to begin conducting your research. Once you have completed your instruments, I will be assessing those as soon as possible. So those should be in by no later Monday, the week of Thanksgiving. And this week, you should also be setting up any interviews or surveys that you would like to distribute. If you would like to have your surveys distributed through MTI, then you will need to reach out to me so that I can get the appropriate administrative mailing list for that. Those kinds of emails may be to me. I have put some resources for survey instrument building into the news and announcements this week, so make sure you read those carefully. And also, if you need some help building some of those primary instruments, please reach out to me. I'm happy to help you. Well, I've given you handouts. Again, I know that for some of you, this is the first time you're doing this, and so I just really want you to give it a try. Remember, at this point, when you're submitting these activities, you're just going to be getting points for actually doing the activity. I'm not going to take off points if your survey isn't exactly right, because I'm going to give you feedback to improve it for your actual, the execution of the assignment. So take some time in building your research instruments this week and get them in, and then in the next week you can conduct your research and then begin to put the parts of your paper together.